Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoppa.
Every year, all of these states all over the country, they come up with these campaigns to try to get people to come there and spend their vacation dollar. New Jersey, perfect for you, all this other stuff.
Right,
California,
right, right.
Whoop-de-doo, come see us. Well, did you ever think about vacationing in Rhode Island?
No, but...
Never? Ever? Ever? Never.
Never.
Wow.
But you know what?
What?
There's beaches on Rhode Island.
Yes, and some of them were actually quite nice. I vacationed in Rhode Island one time. It was nice. Providence is a lovely city if you're headed to New England. Anyway, so Rhode Island decided they were going to create their own campaign. They even came up with their own slogan called Cooler and Warmer.
Interesting.
Cool because hey. Warmer because people think it's 50 degrees in the summer, which it is, but nobody cares. So out comes this video, and it has this beautiful picture of what Rhode Island looks like. The coastline, some rolling hills, rocks along
the
beach.
There's a nice little like cottage looking thing
beautiful,
up on a hill.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful water.
Grass. So lovely things.
It's very flush, you know, and growing.
Yes, but there's one problem. It was not Rhode Island. It was Iceland.
Really?
Now, they're not that close. It's not like, you know, it's Massachusetts or it's Connecticut. Oh, we made a bit of a mistake. No, this is up in the middle of the North Atlantic.
Okay.
Right?
Did this person think that, oh, let me pick something that's so out there that people won't recognize this? Because you can't, you can't use a picture of LBI or a picture of something in California because people are going to know, isn't that San Diego?
Right.
You know what I mean? So, oh, let's pick a picture of Iceland. Maybe no one will notice.
Well, because she's thinking, it kind of looks the same. You know, it's water. There's a cottage.
Know, man.
Her name was Betsy Wall. She was the chief marketing officer for the Rhode Island Commerce Corporation.
Wow.
She resigned when the whole thing came to light. Now, you know, that's awful. This is a larger commercial now for reasons to stay away from Rhode Island. We don't even have a nice picture of this place, so we got to go and put a picture of Iceland up here. How terrible is that?
That was a bad move.
Well, so the governor of Rhode Island, Gina Raimondo, was all upset. So she's like, oh, this is wrong. We can't portray our state this way. All right, so the governor is going to come out and say what she needs to say. But who knows? This thing probably goes very deep. Who knows? Maybe the governor even knew about this whole thing. This is an outrage. Rhode Islanders should just be so upset. And you know what? If you live in Rhode Island, you don't want other people coming to your state and bothering you in the summer.
Well, this may be, the Rhode Islanders may be happy that this happens. Oh, people will stay away now.
Yeah, see? We'll stay away. I live in New Jersey. I don't want people coming to the Jersey Shore.
It's a nightmare.
All of Staten Island goes to the Jersey Shore all summer, and it's terrible. You don't need that.
I go to the Jersey Shore.
So you are one of these invaders that we're trying to rid ourselves of. So we need a bad campaign. Well, in New Jersey, it's easy to come up with all kinds of things. So Rhode Island made this big, awful mistake. The video was out there. It had been airing. It was part of this big print thing, yada, yada, yada. And now it's wrong. Mm. So Rhode Island takes it on the chin once again. We vacationed there once. It wasn't great. We really weren't thrilled with the beach. But it didn't look like Iceland either. So
that's true.
Now, we found out, because we have a crack investigative staff here. America Weekend program. We call it the A-Team. It just made that up, but it sounds pretty good. So they went searching, and they realized that through the years, there were actually other promotional campaigns that were devised for cities and for states that sounded like good ideas in the beginning, but once they were out there, for whatever reason, probably because they were simply factually wrong, they had to pull them. So we were able to get actual ones. See this right here on this piece of paper.
Research.
Here we go. How about, maybe you remember some of these. How about this one?
Okay.
Newark, America's hidden tropical treasure.
Oh, it's tropical, all right.
Yes. There's water, right? Isn't there a river that goes through it, kind of? It could be tropical.
Oh, isn't it? What's over there? The Passaic River?
Yes. Which, if you throw a stick onto it, it bends. That's how polluted it is. It'll bounce off the river.
That's so funny because we're from the area. People who aren't from here don't get the joke, but it's...
Everybody gets a Newark joke, everybody. Everybody gets it. If you were a keen Sopranos viewer all those years, you understand it.
So funny.
That was one of the running jokes on the Sopranos, that they were building the Esplanade in Newark, and it was going to be the other city by the bay. And that was hysterical.
Gotcha.
Were you a Sopranos viewer?
I was.
See, I'm reminding you of these things. All right, how about this one? This one, I could see why they would have a little trouble with it. Chicago, the true city of love. Do it in our streets. We don't mind.
Oh, boy.
Now, I could see. You know, that doesn't scream family vacation, does it?
No.
That's like for the hot singles that want to just come to town.
Swingers. Swingers may like to go there.
Swingers. Chicago. Swingers, we're for you. Wow. That's why I'm an accomplished voiceover artist as well.
That's
Chicago,
perfect.
Come do it in our streets. We're the swinging capital of the world. Which leads us into the next one. Mm. Hershey, Pennsylvania. Oh. Come eat us.
Stop
See,
it.
Chocolate world. No, chocolate. You can eat all the chocolate you want all day long in Hershey.
Stop it.
You go on the free ride at Hershey.
Yeah.
They show you how they make the chocolate or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get a free little Hershey bar when you come off.
You know when you enter that town,
yes.
It literally smells like chocolate.
It does.
It does.
And it's amazing because there really is a chocolate factory there.
Right.
But it's amazing. As soon as you go over the city limits, boom. It's like, oh my God, I smell chocolate.
Right.
It's amazing.
They have a good spa there too.
They do? With the Hotel Hershey.
Hershey Spa.
And they actually...
All of the treatments, like if you get like a body scrub,
right.
It's all chocolate based.
Yes.
Everything has chocolate in it.
Yes.
It's crazy.
How did I know that? Oh, that one that does the travel shows, Samantha Brown. She did a whole big thing about that once. And they showed them literally like painting her with chocolate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But does it really have any benefits to it?
Probably not.
No.
No.
Now you go home. You gain weight just because your spa treatment painted all this crap all over you. But anyway, how about this one? Salt Lake City. Mormons and more Mormons. Go ahead and gawk. They love it.
Oh, wow.
Do you know it's very hard to buy a can of Coca-Cola?
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because the Mormon religion is anti-caffeine. It's anti-any artificial stimulant.
Really?
Friend of mine went to Salt Lake City eons ago. He said it's like walking into a different world. He goes into a convenience store. It's only decaffeinated coffee, decaffeinated tea. And the soft drinks
never
are like
wanna go there.
Boring and like, bleh. Yeah, it's
so
terrible.
That's Salt Lake City, huh?
Yes. It's because right near the old Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Isn't there like a big ski resort there or something?
Park City, Utah. Yes, it's in the state. I would imagine that areas like that cater to folks coming from the other 49 states, they'll tend to make sure they sneak the Coke in here,
gotcha.
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
And, yes, and Pepsi products.
Sure.
Don't want to give the wrong idea there.
Interesting.
And sneak these things in. But if you just go into the neighborhoods where you're tooling around and stuff, it's very hard to get yourself a caffeinated beverage.
The Mormons must be a healthy society.
Yes, or they're pure of spirit.
Oh,
that's the whole idea.
Strange.
How about this one? Las Vegas, you bring the cash, we bring the working girls.
Oh, hello.
That's a good, and that one actually seems like it could actually work. And I bet you they used it because that whole thing, Vegas, what happens here stays here, or whatever it was. What
it
happens
sure
in Vegas stays in Vegas.
It does. I mean, I'm sure people go there and get in a lot of trouble.
Oh, really?
I mean, I'm not speaking from experience, but I'm just saying.
Well, you've
like,
been
it's
there.
Easy.
You've seen it.
Well,
you've seen people get into trouble.
Yes, I've been to Vegas, and
yes.
It is a very...
Is it true? Is it true that as you're walking the streets in Vegas, they will hand you publicity cards for working girls?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
They do this thing. What can I use here?
Anything.
They use this thing, right? They hold a stack of cards. I'm holding something.
You're holding a flimsy piece of plastic.
And imagine this. A guy standing on the corner at like an intersection.
Props. We're using props.
And all of a sudden you hear...
So he's slapping the cards.
So he's slapping the cards
on
his hand to get you to look at him so he can hand you a card.
Wow.
It's
so that's how they do it. Is he doing that for any legal reason that he can't just stick it in your face?
I'm really not sure, but they all do it. They stand there and they have these big cards and they keep going like this so that you look like, what's that noise? And then like as soon as you look, boom, he's trying to hand you a card.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Really?
Yep.
So, and I wonder if you actually do take one of these cards, and I wonder if you decide to indulge in the person's services and you make arrangements to see that person.
Uh-huh.
Do you actually see somebody that looks like that person, or are you getting
who knows?
Melissa McCarthy on a bad day? I don't know.
Not sure. I guess that it depends on your taste, Ed, and what you're into.
All right, so I'm going to practice this. If I ever end up, let's say the whole radio thing doesn't work out, so
I go
to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm searching for a career.
Yes.
I answer the classified ad that I see on Craigslist.
Yeah.
And they give me my cards. So I'm standing on the corner, and I have to like this.
Yes.
I have to beat it against my hand, the stack of cards, and then that way, here, sir, for your indulgence.
Well, you don't say, here, sir, for your indulgence. You just kind of like,
hey, buddy.
You're just kind of like,
looking for some
hand
fun.
Hand him the card. Slap the hand, hand him the card.
Wow. See, in New York City, they don't even bother to slap the hands.
I hate that.
Here, take a bus ride. I don't want a bus ride.
I know.
And these people handing things to you, But wow, Las Vegas.
Yeah,
I've never been there. I feel
Vegas
the need to go
fun.
There.
Vegas is fun.
Yeah.
There, you know what it is? Because you could go there as a single person and have a good time, or you could go there with your family and have a good time. There's really something for everyone in Vegas, and I'm not joking.
It's a family resort now.
They have like shows,
but
they also have the pool parties during the day.
Right.
You know, if you're single and you're into that scene, you go have a pool party.
Yes.
But if you're there with your family, you go see Cirque du Soleil.
Remember we had a comedian on that was doing a show in Vegas like every day at 3 o'clock
yes,
or something?
Yes.
Do you know I found out? I don't even remember the guy's name. Do you know that I found out like a week after? And it wasn't because he was on the show.
Uh-oh.
That he lost the gig. Yeah.
Oh.
And it was too late to go back and edit out the fact that go see him at the, the Lucky 7 every afternoon at 3:30. So
I just punched the microphone. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. It was interesting. As most people now all over the country are looking to see where this massive sonic boom came from, at least she explained where.
Sorry.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Staffa.
And this is America Weekend. And that was an unintended sonic boom that everything is okay. Don't worry about it.
We're good.
We're very good. This is America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.